Yud Aledia, 10th of May, Rabbi Yoel Aberman, Pesach Sheni.
Morning, everyone. Morning. We all know today is Pesach Sheni. We'll talk a little bit about, bring back a bit of memories. Pesach, Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni. Yeah. So we know there's two parshas. There's the parsha in Parshas Bo, and the parsha of Pesach Sheni is the parsha of Baal Yisro. So there's the parsha of Baal Yisro, where the Torah, let's start Parshas Bo, when the Torah says Pesach Rishon is a mitzvah to eat Korban Pesach, and together with Korban Pesach you have matzah and moreh. So the pasuk says, V'ochol es habosah b'layla azeh, tzli eish, it should be roasted, u'matzah is al merorim yechlu. So you should have the tzli eish with matzahs, together, al merorim, together with moreh, eat it together. Whereas the Parshas Baal Yisro says the same thing with Pesach Sheni, and there the Loshen, the Seder of the pasuk says different. There the pasuk says, "B'chodesh Hasheni, ba'bo osyoyim beinu arba'im yasu oisoy." That's today. Yudalut ear. Al matzah is umurorim yoichlu. There it says, you should eat the Korban Pesach together. Al matzah is umurorim yoichlu. So why is there a difference in the two pesuk in the two psukim the way it brings down matzah and moreh? So there's one of the famous Chassam Sofer in Tshuvas, Chassam Sofer in Tshuva, Rechaim Simon Kuf Mem. Explains Mamash Poshe Pshat beautiful the difference between two psukim. It says Pesach Rishon, you have to eat Korban Pesach, and together with it you eat matzah and moreh. But the matzah, besides eating it as part of Korban Pesach, the matzah has its own mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of Be'erev Teuchlu Matzahs. So even on its own, there's a mitzvah to eat matzah. So therefore, Pesach Rishon, the Torah says, Tzvi'eish u'matzois al merorim yoichlu. So pshat is the yoichlu is going back to what it says before. It says you should eat ochel tzapos b'layla hazeh, eat the Korban Pesach tzvi'eish u'matzois. So it says matzah together with Korban Pesach al merorim together with moreh yoichlu is going back on before. What it says before tzvi'eish u'matzois, both of them have mitzvah achila. The mitzvah achila is sigh on the tzvi'eish on the Korban Pesach and sigh on the matzah. Each one individually has a mitzvah achila. Al Merorim, the Moreh doesn't have its own mitzvah achila. The Moreh is only together a topel to call it Pesach. That's in Pesach Rishon. Whereas in Pesach Sheni, even the matzah doesn't have its own mitzvah. There's no mitzvah be'erev teuchlu matzahs in Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni, the whole reason why you're eating matzah is only because it's a topel to the Korban Pesach. So the only mitzvah achila is Korban Pesach. The other two, the matzah and the Moreh, they're both topel to the Korban Pesach. That's why it says, B'chodesh Hasheni b'avosel ben Yasu oisoy, shdu the Korban Pesach, and al matzah sumerorim yoichlu is going back on the Korban Pesach. So only Korban Pesach has mitzvah achila. So the yoichlu on Pesach Sheni is going back on the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. Over the matzah and the moreh, they're both a tofel to the Korban Pesach. So maybe that's what Chassam Sofer explains. That's the difference between the two psukim in Parshas Bo and Parshas Baal Yisro. Now the question everybody knows is we say when we eat the matzah Pesach Vaneri, we say Korach, and we say Zeichel LeMikdash Kehillel. Why are we eating matzah and moreh together? Zeichel LeMikdash Kehillel. Keino Yoyse Kehillel Bezman Shebeis LeMikdash Kayo. He took matzah moreh ve'oichlam biyachad. Lekayim Ashenema al matzah sumerorim yichlu. So we say the pasuk in Parshas Baal Yisro Pesach Sheni. What's happens if we say the pasuk of Pesach Sheni? We'd be better off to say the pasuk of Pesach Rishon, which they when you eat it, you hold it by Pesach Rishon. Say the pasuk of Pesach Rishon. Why by Korach do we say the Kai Mashnema Al Matzis Umrerim Yechlu the pasuk of Pesach Sheni? So there's a well-known pshat which they bring down from the Friedrich Gebelzerov, Rabbi Yeshua Mibelz, says a gewaltige pshat as he wants to suggest. Maybe it's Mr. Derech Remez, but let's go into the Halacha de Kishayla to see how it makes sense. He wants to say, as we're eating out, now there's no Beis Hillel, in times Beis HaMikdosh, that's what he used to do. That's how it was Mekayim Matzah, he ate it together with the Korban Pesach, the Matzah and Moreh together with the Korban Pesach, all in one he ate it together. Now why do we do Korach? Zeichel HaMikdosh, to remind us. Zeichel the Mikdash Hillel. That's what Hillel used to do. Okay, now Hillel, why are we doing a Zeichel the Mikdash? We're doing a Zeichel the Mikdash because we want to remember. Like Sfiras Omer, we also a Zeichel the Mikdash. We have called Rav Shem, Bizman Zeichel the Rabbanon, Zeichel the Mikdash to remind us of the Beis Hamikdash. The Gemara says we shouldn't forget that such thing as Beis Hamikdash, and we should always hope and daven that one day Kutvach should bring back the Beis Hamikdash. So we say Zeichel Mikdash Kevel. Keino Hill Oisa, very good. That's why we're doing Zeichel Mikdash. So you want to say the Kaim Ashenema is now as a tefillah. Now we, in the Pesach Rishon, we don't have Korban Pesach. So we're doing our Zeichel Mikdash. We hope. Let's hope that until Pesach Sheni, we'll have a Beis Hamikdash, and then we'll be able to be Mekayim, or says in the Torah, Amas, it's Umrayim, Yechlu. So the Enoch Ramah, the Lekayim HaShnem HaShtei Bekerach, is Pshatis, it's a Tfilah. That you're davening, that even though now we weren't Zeichel, a Pesach Rishon, we weren't Zeichel to become Pesach, we're davening, let's hope that after Pesach, the Beis Hamikdash will be built, we'll have Pesach Sheni, and the Mele, we'll be able to be Mekayim, Lekayim will be able to be Mekayim, what it says in the Pesach, in Pesach Sheni, Amas, it's Umrayim, Yechlu. That's what he wants to say. It's a tefillah that we should be zeichel to be mekayem and Pesach Sheni. So I think it's a pshat. Huh?
If there's no chiyuv called Pesach Sheni, so
there's no. Oh, that's what we're going to discuss today. Oh. So that's they said over this vault, Shila Mebelt, Lekayem Hashneema. I don't know if it's in 100%, but that's what a vault. Lekayem Hashneema is a tefillah. We should be zeichel to be mekayem and Pesach Sheni. So he said over this vault in those times, said over to the Baal Shoel Meishu. Rosh Hashanah, nothing's on. They said over the vault to him, and straight away he asked the Kasha on this Pshat. He said, it can't be Pshat. Because the Gemara in Pesachim, when the Gemara in Pesachim Daf, Samach Vov says, it says in Pesach of Pesach Sheni, Dabel B'nei Yisrael Leimoy, Ish, Ki Yeh Tom Eilu Nefesh. So it says Loshen Yochid, Ish, a person will be a Tom Eilu Nefesh, Ebedeach Rechoyko, he'll bring Pesach, he has the mitzvah to bring Pesach Sheni. The Gemara learns out from there, Ish, Yochid, a person, if he's a Yochid, Nitche, you push him off to Pesach Sheni. The Ein Tzibu, Nitche. If it's a Tzibu, a whole Tzibu, the Hainu, Mechzer, Roiv, Klali, Sol, the old Tmein, then you don't push them off to Pesach Sheni. They bring a Pesach Rishon, they bring it with Tumah. Call Pesach, you can bring it with Tumah, and from here, Rebbe Yochid learns out as Tumah, Hutzor, the Tzibu. If it's a Tzibu, all the Roiv, the Tmein, you can bring even with Tumah. If there was no Beis Hamikdash for Pesach Rishon, so Rav Klal Yisrael didn't bring Pesach Rishon, then you don't push them off to Pesach Sheni. That's it. You didn't bring him Rishon. There's no Pasha Pesach Sheni. So what are you saying it's tefillah for? If in Pesach Rishon there's no Beis Hamikdash, there's not going to be any Pesach Sheni. So why are you davening the Kayim HaShneema Al Matzah Noyim Yechlu? That's where you ask the following Kasha on this Pshat of the Belzerov. So they went back to the Belzerov and they told him, Shaul Meishiv, ask this Kasha. So get the Kasha, what are you going to answer? So he told them, you're right, is there such a Gemara? But if you look in the Yerushalmi in Pesachim, Perek Tes, Halacha Aleph, the Yerushalmi brings the Machlokes, what will be the din if Nivne Beis HaMikdash Ben Time? Beis HaMikdash got built between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. What's the din then? And will Kal Yisrael bring Pesach Sheni? Brings the Machlokes, Rebbe Yehuda and Chachomim. If you do holds makrive, then you will bring a Pesach Sheni. So they want to explain why is this different? Pshat is when he says a machleike, when he says aloha, as ish nitchem ein tzibu nitchem. Pshat is if there was a Beis Hamikdash and Rav Klal Yisrael could have brought Korban Pesach, they were there by the Beis Hamikdash, they could have brought Korban Pesach. Now they became tomei, so they became tomei for some reason. Now you can't bring Korban Pesach. Then you say that you don't push off the Pesach Sheni, let them be makriv now the Tumah. Say that, because they were makriv the Tumah and Pesach Rishon, so if you makriv the Tumah and Pesach Rishon, then you say, of course, you don't push them off the Pesach Sheni. Mashenk, and if they were makriv Pesach Rishon, they weren't there, there's no Pesach Mikdash, nothing was around, they couldn't have brought it, even if they wanted to bring it, they can't bring in Pesach Rishon. Then it's a different Shaila. Then you've got Machlokes in the Yerushalmi between Rebbe Yehuda and Chachomim, and he wants to bring Rice here, passing like Rebbe Yehuda. So man, it's very good to tefillah. You can daven Lekayim HaShneema, even though we didn't bring Pesach Rishon. Even so, Tzibu, Gans Klal Yisrael, will be able to bring Pesach Sheni. And maybe you can daven Lekayim HaShneema, Al Matzah Sumerim Yechlu. That's what he answered back to the Belzerov.
To the
Shulamesh. To the Shulamesh.
It's Benissan Asidim Le'Goyl.
Yeah.
So therefore Mashiach is likely to come in his son, and that will be between the two.
It's likely to come, I say that. But the Shaila is able to bring Pesach Sheni, yeah. Oh, the Rebbe says, there's a Minchas Chinuch, Mamash on these lines. It doesn't say the pshat of the in Agodah, but Mechas Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Pei, the Mitzvah Pesach Sheni. Mechas Chinuch discusses what would be the din. He says what happened if in times of Beis Hamikdash there were a few yechidim, or let's say quite a lot of yechidim who were tomei and didn't bring Pesach and couldn't bring Pesach Rishon. So it wasn't Rov Klal Yisrael, it wasn't half of Klal Yisrael. So they get pushed off to Pesach Sheni. Okay, so he pushed them off to Pesach Sheni. Now what happens in between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni? There was a massive hashpo, lots of goyim became gerim. So somebody is a ger, and he was this guy bringing Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. He also has to bring Pesach Sheni. He didn't bring Pesach Rishon. Right, so Lachoyer is a ger. Yeah, the post says the part of Balisuk says Bichyog Yitzchak ger, lost the Pesach Lashem. If he's again his guy, bring Pesach Rishon to Pesach Sheni, let him bring Kom Pesach. But he's got a child now with all these gerim. Suddenly they become now the roiv. In the beginning, you had a meal of Klal Yisrael who didn't bring Pesach Rishon, and he pushed them off to Pesach Sheni. After Pesach, suddenly there was a whole bunch of goyim came and they became gerim now. So now together, if you put together the Eden with those gerim who became with those gerim, you got now roiv Klal Yisrael. So what will happen? Can you bring out the Pesach Sheni or Dinisht? So the Mechas Chinuch, Avada, you can bring Pesach Sheni. I now it's a roiv. Now the roiv Klal Yisrael. So the whole din of ish of miut nitche ve'ein tzibu nitche, it depends on b'shas Pesach Rishon. If b'shas Pesach Rishon they were miut, so you push them off to Pesach Sheni. Then they were miut. It doesn't matter if b'shas bringing Pesach Sheni they're roiv. If b'shas Pesach Rishon they were miut, you push them off to Pesach Sheni. And then he carries on. He says, as it could be even in the times of Beis Hamikdash. Roiv Klal Yisrael didn't bring Pesach Rishon. Dain, what happened? He says it could be Roiv Klal Yisrael for some reason didn't turn up. From Chutz Loretz, they live far away from Yerushalayim, they didn't turn up. Outside the Azora, on Pesach Rishon, or those that are living in Yerushalayim, you have only a miut of Klal Yisrael. But not Roiv Klal Yisrael bringing Kom Pesach. The rest of Klal Yisrael they're living away from far from Yerushalayim, so they're part of Alzderech Rechoiko. So they couldn't bring, they're not mechuyev to bring Pesach Rishon, because they're living far away. So Zokte, then there won't be a din that they called a tzibu. Tzibu didn't bring Kom Pesach. It all depends if there was Roiv Klal Yisrael in Yerushalayim who were mechuyev to bring Kom Pesach, and they never brought Kom Pesach, then you say you push them off. But if they weren't there, Bechlal, they're Chutz Loretz. Or the 15 mil away from Yerushalayim, outside Yerushalayim, B'shas, Shechitas HaPesach, so they're not mechuyev to Kom Pesach, they go up to of Derech Rechoiko. Then you won't say, because it's Roiv Klal Yisrael didn't become Pesach, they don't get pushed off. No? It depends if they were in Yerushalayim, B'shas, Shechita, they were mechuyev to become Pesach, then you say they didn't do it, because they were Tomei, then you don't push them off. So maybe he says, it was Im Ke Nire Boru, Im Yibonei HaBayis, Im Heir of Yomeini, Bein Shtei HaPsochet. If in between the two Kom Pesach, the Beis Hamikdash will be built, Kimim the Berishon, Lehoi Yisrael Sham, Lehoi Mikdash, there was no Yidin there, there's no Beis Hamikdash, so they're not Mechuyev in Kom Pesach. Pesach is, you can't be Mechayim between Kom Pesach, there's no Beis Hamikdash. If you don't have the facilities, there's no Chiyuv between Kom Pesach. Or if Azoyim came, Kol Yisrael Chayovim Lassus Pesach Sheni. There's no difference that Roiv and Miut. Because it's only if you're shy for you to bring Kom Pesach, then you say if you're Tzibu, you don't push you off. Oh, it's not shy for me to bring Kom Pesach, there's no Beis Hamikdash, then no difference. Yochid and Tzibu, you're chayv to bring Kom Pesach. Pesach Sheni. So you're right, you finish it off by saying, Vani Kosev Zeh, he's writing the Shtikl, Bein Shnei HaPsochim. You know this chiddush between Pesach Rish and Pesach Sheni? And he doesn't. He wrote saying, Sheibonah b'mheiro, koitim Pesach Sheni, v'nitzke v'nasa, Pesach Sheni, omen v'omen. That was the same tefillah which Rebbe Elzerov said in Pesach Rishon, the Kaim Hashanema. Here the Mechas Chinuch writes it over here, Ben Shnei HaPsochim. Then he finishes off, he says this whole thing himself. Achaz Man Rav, after a long time, says the Mechas Chinuch, started learning Yerushalmi, and he found the Yerushalmi. Achaz Man Rav, Reisi Bi Yerushalmi, Pei Test Psochim, that's Machlekes Tanoim, Budin Rabom. Mamash Gevaldik says the whole thing, Shtikl himself, the whole Svorah Lechalik says it himself. Afterwards, he found the Shatak Yishik Nishami, there's a Yudah which holds Nishami, as Ben Pesach Rishna Pesach Sheni, then the Beis Hamikdash gets built, Yechayat to bring Pesach Sheni. Now, it's interesting, Machlekes, in the Poskim, we all have Pesach Sheni, I'm sure in most places, don't say Tachlan Pesach Sheni. Don't say Tachlan. The question is, the Chodosh brings it down, says not say Tachanan, Pesach Sheni. The Prima Golden doesn't understand it. Prima Gotham says, we don't say Tachnan, something which is a Yontif, something which is a Yontif for Tzibu. It's a Yontif for Tzibu, then you don't say Tachnan. Or if it's a Yontif, a Yochid had a Psenes, and he's making a Psyontif, that's not a reason that the whole Oilim shouldn't say Tachnan. If it's effective, Pesach Sheni is a Yontif for Yechidim. How is Pesach Mikdosh? If there was a Yochid who never bought Pesach Rishon, he brings Pesach Sheni. Or the Tzibu, like we said before, Eilon Nitchin the Pesach Sheni. If it's Yontif for Yochid, why is there a reason not to say Tachnan? Many people go to Mischolik, they should say Tachna. No reason, it's just a Yomtev for Yochid. So, for Yomtev for Yochid, that's no reason not to say Tachna. And the big example of Chaznish, Taki Chaznish, said Tachna on the Pesach Sheni. So, what's Taki the Hakani, Taki Mimi Yashiv, the Minigo Hilon, Taki Chodosh, we don't say Tachna on Pesach Sheni. So, it could be the way we're explaining, Pshat is the reason why we don't say Tachna is not, it's over what used to be in times based on Mikdosh. That then, if there were a few Yechidim that never had Pesach Rishon, they had the Yomtev Pesach Sheni. No, for those Yechidim, Taki, we wouldn't make a Yomtev. The reason why we're not saying Tachna is because we're hoping, or we did hope till now, that the Pesach Rishon would be built in Pesach Sheni, between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. So then the whole Klal Yisrael will bring Pesach Sheni. If the whole Klal Yisrael brings Pesach Sheni, it's Yomtev Letzibu. It's Yomtev Letzibu, Taki, that's why you don't say Tachna. That's how it could be to be Miyashiv, Minig Oilom, they don't say Tachna on Pesach Sheni. Now there's an interesting Chassam Sofer in Shuvas. The reason why we don't say Tachnan, because what used to be in times based on Mikdosh. Times based on Mikdosh, it was only a Yontif for Yechidim. For Yechidim, it's not easy not to say Tachnan. Now there's an interesting Chassam Sofer in Shuvas. Chassam Sofer in different way, in Yeridei, they bring down in Yeridei, Simon Reish Lamad Gimel. Shuvah talking about something else completely different. And in the middle, he writes the date when he's writing this Shuvah. And the way he brings out the date, his mamash very shver. He says that, he says he's writing it. I'm writing this Shuvah, Yom Chof Hei L'Mispa B'nei Yisrael, 25th day. Now what's remarkable is the 25th day? It's 4 days before Pesach Sheni. It says, Yom Chof Hei L'Mispa B'nei Yisrael, Yud Ir. And he writes, what's Yud Ir? Yom Biku Pesach Sheni. That's the day when you're Mevaka Pesach Sheni. What does that mean? A Korban Tzibur, you have to, 4 days before you bring the Korban, you have to look at it, you have to search it, make sure it doesn't have a moon. So he's writing, I'm standing now, Yud Ir, 4 days before Pesach Sheni, and that will be the day when you're Mevaka Pesach Sheni. So everyone asked the Kasha. What do you mean? There's often a Gemara in Pesachim, where the Gemara says, Pesach, it says, V'vavlas es avoido b'chodesh hazeh. So it says, hazeh is a mute. Pesach Rishon, you need Biku. Pesach Sheni, there's no Biku. There's no Biku Pesach Sheni. So what's Rav Chassam Sofer's writing is standing now, Yud Ir, which is 4 days before Biku Pesach Sheni. The Gemara says clearly, Pesach Sheni is no din Biku. Huh? So his grandson, Yosef Naftali Shtern, Zechet Tzadik Lebrocha, the one who brought out the five Chalokim of the Chassam Sofer Al HaTorah, he had Naftali Shiyodis, the Einikol of the Chassam Sofer, he went into the Fidik Belzerov, says the son of Rabbi Shirim Belzerov, Aram Belz, he went into him, and he heard him saying over the whole shikul of his father, Lekayim Ma'ashnem Ha'matzim Reim Yechlu, and then told him over this Chassam Sofer. Shver Chassam Sofer, Hayim Yash Zach Chassam Sofer. So he thought, maybe the way we explained earlier, you could be miyash the Chassam Sofer. What's the reason, Taka, that Pesach Sheni doesn't need Biku? Why not? Well, you're right, you know, it's Pesach Sheni. It doesn't have all the halachos of Pesach Rishon. Or but Biku, the reason is to make sure it doesn't have a mum. So every korban does not have a mum. What's the difference Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni? There's not a way that korban Pesach should never mum. So why Pesach Sheni doesn't need to have Biku? So the Rishonim says in Pesachim, the reason is, because the halacha of Biku is said in a korban tzibu. Korban tzibu, a tomid which you bring every day, you have to do korban tzibu. Tishmeru, a korban tomid has to have biku mimum. Pesach Rishon, that's is also a korban yochid. Every yochid from Klal Yisrael is mechuyev to bring korban Pesach. Oba, the Gemara uses in some places that the Maaseh Pesach Rishon bo biknufya. It comes together, the whole Klal Yisrael brought it together. They came in three groups, Shemeshalish Kittes, HaPesach Nishchat. So Klal Yisrael came together to bring the Korban Pesach, and everyone is mechuyev on the same day, so therefore it's got a din of Korban Tzibu, you have to have Biku. Hashenke Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is, a few Yechidim, they were Tomei, they couldn't bring Pesach Rishon, they're Rechoiko, so they bring Pesach Sheni. So because it's only a few yechidim from Klal Yisrael are bringing Pesach Sheni, so how's the din of it? It's a normal korban yochid. So if it's a korban yochid, there's no din biku mimum, only korban tzibur, nishka korban yochid. So maybe you want to tell you, that's very good. And Tarim's based on Migdosh. Tarim's based on Migdosh is the korban yochid. So maybe there's no din biku. Again, if the Beis Hamikdash will be built between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, then it's not anymore a Korban Yochid, because then the whole Klal Yisrael will bring it. If it's a whole Klal Yisrael, it's got the same thing as Pesach Rishon, because you're bringing it all together. So if you're bringing it all together, then 4 days beforehand, you'd have to do Biku. So maybe some Sefer had in mind that when Shas was writing a Tshuva, that he was davening and hoping, like the Mincha Sinuch says, he was hoping the Beis Hamikdash would be built between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. So maybe then Taki Yud Ir, today, if the Beis Hamikdash would be built, it would be a Din Biku, Dalad Yomim, before Pesach Sheni. It's very geschmack. How I want to be miyashiv, while some sefer wrote din biku, even though normally Pesach Sheni doesn't have din biku. Then, there's a merdeket meshachochma also on these lines. Meshachochma goes a stage further, another step. Parshas Pinchos, it talks about the korbanos you bring on Yom Tov, the korban musaf. So the Torah starts off by saying, first month, Nisan, 14th of Nisan, is Pesach. You bring Korban Pesach, from then starts Pesach. From the 15th day, Chag Shivas Yomim, Matzah is Yochim. It's a Chag. Then starts Pesach, 7 days of Yom Tov. So he asks, why in the first pasuk it says, B'chodesh Rishon, it says, B'chodesh Rishon, first month. In the second pasuk it says, Uvachamisha also yom lachodesh hazeh. Why doesn't it say lachodesh rishon? Because it could be referring. Or why doesn't it say vachamisha also yom lachodesh rishon? Like it says the first pasuk lachodesh rishon. Why doesn't it say lachodesh rishon in the second pasuk? So he wants to say a meridik achidish. Amish. It's a shtikel chassidish and meshe chochma. Or as it brings down the meshe. That's what he says. He wants to say hazeh. He brings the Yerushalmi again, where Yerushalmi says that if the Beis Hamikdash will be built by Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, then Klal Yisrael can bring Korban Pesach. But he wants to say, if Beis Hamikdash will be built, okay, let's hope Beis Hamikdash can still be built, that Beis Hamikdash will be built on by Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, and you're going to bring Pesach Sheni, that Pesach Sheni is going to be different than any other Pesach Sheni there were in the times of Beis Hamikdash. Besides the fact that Tzibur is going to bring it, but that, the fact that because the whole Tzibur is going to bring Pesach Sheni, so he wants to be Mechadosh, that therefore, it's not only going to be a Korban Pesach. It's going to be a Yom Tov for 7 days. A Yom Tov, if Mashiach will come today, build the Beis Hamikdash, we'll bring Pesach Sheni, it's not going to be just a 1 day. No, normally Pesach Sheni, it's just 1 day. There's no 7 days Yom Tov, there's no Chagamatzos. It's just a Yom Tov, you bring Korban Pesach. No, it's not Chagamatzos, he wants to do that even Yechomitz. He wants to say, no, it's going to be a din of Chagamatzos Shivas Yomim. So, normal Pesach Sheni, the Mishnah Hashanah says, the times of Beis Hamikdash, the Mishnah says that the Shluchim used to go out al Sheni of Chodesh Iyar, when to be if to make a Chodesh Me'uba Dinesh, in order to know when is Pesach Sheni, when is Yudalat Iyar. And the Mishnah calls it, when Beis Hamikdash came Yotzin HaShluchim, Av Biyam Ipnei Pesach Kotten. So why is it called Pesach Kotten? So Rashi says Pesach Kotten is Pesach Sheni. Why is Pesach Sheni Pesach Kotten? Says the Mefarash on the Rambam. Why is it called Pesach Kotten? Because only 1 day. Pesach, the first Pesach is 7 days. Pesach Sheni is only 1 day. So it's called Pesach Kotten. So Mele Zokte, that's only in times of Beis Hamikdash. But nowadays, if Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni will be built the Beis Hamikdash, then it's not going to be Pesach Kotten. It will also be Chag HaMatzos Shivas Yomim. So L'chayre. Oh, so how's it going to be? It's very good, very geschmack. L'chodesh Rishon Mavos, l'chodesh is Pesach Lashem. It doesn't say l'chodesh Rishon. Because on the 15th day, it doesn't have to be dafke l'chodesh Rishon. It could also be l'chodesh Hashem. It's shaykh, it should be the Chag Shivas Yomim, not only l'chodesh Rishon, it can be l'chodesh Hashem. Any time that you bring Gans Klal Yisrael, bring Korban Pesach, even if it's l'chodesh Hashem, it's going to be Shivas Yomim, Matzos Yochid. It's Chag HaMatzos. So that's why I said, the Chodesh HaSeh, any Chodesh that you bring a Korban Pesach, it doesn't depend on Chodesh HaRishon. I've been a Chodesh HaSheni. If Gans Klal Yisrael will bring a Korban Pesach, it's Chag HaMatzos Shivas Yomim. Where do you get Meshech Chochmah? So maybe it could be according to this Meshech Chochmah. The Mishnah says in Pesachim, 7 days Yom Tov. And it starts from tomorrow, because you doubt today will be the Shechita. Tomorrow, Tesvav, will start 7 days Yom Tov. So it's Dr. Achidish. Also, we've done the Psukim and the Vrayomim. The ganze Meshachach by Pashas Pinchos. So maybe the Mishnah in Psochem says, the Mishnah says, Ma ben Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. What's the difference? Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni. The Mishnah counts a few differences. It's Bali Roe, Bali Motze, Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni. Doesn't have Bali Roe, Bali Motze. A few chalukim between Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni. According to the Meshachach, if Pesach Sheni, when Gans Knalis will bring Pesach Sheni, he has the din of Chag HaMatzah Shivas Yom, and there won't be these chilukim. Because it's Chag HaMatzah, it's like, mamish like Pesach Rishon. It's Chag HaMatzah Shivas Yom. So the Chori Bazoi, according to that, is the Bechal Nishvedach Sam Sofer. About that, there won't be, there'll be a din Biku as well. If the Pesach Sheni, when the Beis HaMikdash is built between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, the Pesach Pesach Sheni has got all the halachos of Pesach Rishon, and the Chag HaMatzah Shivas Yom, the Chori will also be a din Biku, 4 days before the Korban Pesach. That's why the Chassam Sofer wrote in Tshuva, they stand in Yud Ir, and that Pesach Sheni is hoping that some English will be built, there'll be a Din Biku, it's Chag HaMatzah Shivas Yom, and all the halachos there'll be. It's a great chiddush of Meshech Chochma. That's why I want to bedag the Pesukim. As Pesach Sheni, when the Gans Klal Yisrael bring Pesach Sheni, it's a normal Yom Tov of Pesach Shivas Yom. Just finish off by saying, Pesach Sheni, it says, Klal Yisrael came with a Taina. And they came to Moshe Rabbeinu and they told him, Lo Monigora, why should we be worse off that we can't bring Pesach? So Allah fagin the kasha, what do you mean? You just said the answer yourself. We are Tom and Nefesh Adam, Lo Monigora. You just said the answer yourself. Because you're Tmeim Nefesh Adam, that's why you got it. Well, what can you do? You're earnest, you're right, you're not going to get punished, you're earnest, you couldn't bring Pesach Rishon. So, of course, you couldn't bring Pesach Rishon, you're earnest. So, what do you want now? You missed the date. What time are they coming to Meshach Rabbeinu? So, bring them from the Chiddush Arim, Merdik Chiddush Arim, you see from here, and give out the Gezach. You're right, Taka, they had no time, Taka, earnest, Achmon, and Patre, but they felt so upset, they felt so bad themselves that they couldn't bring Pesach Rishon. Pesach Rishon, which is a mitzvah, says Shiesh, because we're not going to be part of this mitzvah. Why should Nigora is a lashon chisaron? We feel we're missing something. So Kodesh Baruch Hu told them, oh, if Klal Yisrael, somebody feels that by not doing a mitzvah, even though it's the onus, or he's missed out, and he couldn't, and he feels mamish, he feels bad than himself. He not stand. We want to do the mitzvah. He feels taking Nigora. Kodesh Baruch Hu was mechadish and naizach. It wasn't there beforehand. Kodesh Baruch Hu was mechadish the pasha of Pesach Sheni. So by Bnei Slavcha, we find a similar thing. They also came to Moshe Rabbeinu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Bnei Slavcha, yes, they're correct, they're right, and he told them all the halacha that they'd be able to yashin. Oh, but there it was different. There, Be'etzem, the Pasha was ready, the Medrash says, Ksuva lefonai b'morim. It was already written, the whole Pasha of Bnei Slavcha. Now, they were zeicha, Megalgim Tzchus al Dezakai, they were zeicha that the Pasha was said through them, because they brought down this Pasha. The Pasha was already there. Mashenke Pesach Sheni Zokter, no, the Pasha wasn't there yet. The Pasha was only in his Chadish, Al Yidei, the Tshuka, which Klal Yisrael had, those are Tmeim, to bring Pesach, Doch them is Nischadish Gevoron, Anaya Pasha of Pesach Sheni. So it's a Merdiki Limut. A person sometimes, he doesn't do a mitzvah, Shaila, okay, I'm a Yisrael, I'm a Patrik. Or the person comes and he feels, Lo Moni Gora, I'm missing out on something. If you feel you're missing out, HaKot Bochul Mali Yochisor. Or Levi Shak, help him, he's still holding Pesach Sheni, the Sprinkler can be built today. Let's hope we can still bring the carbon Pesach. And Mazayah Chagamatz, the Shiva Siyom and Mitzvah Shem.